I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us here just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert.
Welcome back, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
How are you? You going to keep Bill around for kicks here?
Yeah, Bill, you're still here.
If you don't mind that I stay, you know, it's a very comfortable table. I'm not done with my coffee. And
you've gotten used to it.
I have. I've gotten used to seeing Robert on Friday morning.
He's got a cousin.
On a very serious note, I would like to, at this moment, send my condolences to all the people who lost friends and family and loved ones in that terrible car accident, which happened right at the very end of my trip away. And I know it's really shaken up the city.
Yeah, it's been quite a. We lost one of our shelter family members, and I've really understood for the very first time when you say something impacts a community, what that means when the whole community is really genuinely deeply impacted.
Right.
I think everybody lost something, and I was also away when it occurred, and I wasn't paying attention to the local news until I got back, and it was a lot. Everyone was talking about it, so
yeah, it's very the fragility of our lives and our bodies and our existence and our path just really gets put in the forefront when you encounter something like that, even if you aren't close to the young people, but those who are and were, it's beyond unbearable.
Very true. Very true.
We have right now, on a completely different note, a ticket giveaway, and Mary Lynn LeBlanc is in the control room to tell us about it.
Yes, this is for the Cowboy Junkies at the Santa Fe Brewing Company. That's Cowboy Junkies. This Saturday, July 11th.
Wait, that's next Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This next Saturday, right. Oh, my goodness, I thought it was this Saturday. Thank you. I've got July 7th right in front of my eyes.
July 11th.
I've got the 4th of July on my brain today.
Yeah, I think we all do.
Yeah. Well, this one is at 7:30 at the Santa Fe Brewing Company, July 11th. That's a Saturday. And the first person who calls me at 428-1382 will get a pair of tickets to the Cowboy Junkies.
Excellent. That's,
okay, 428-1382. Here they are.
Okay. So, Robert Knott, what is happening this weekend? And
it's
this coming
a giant
week?
Weekend of
antics?
Visual antics, of course, 4th of July stuff, opera stuff. But I'm going to just start real fast with one movie. I went Wednesday, opening day, to see Public Enemies. It's just a dynamite Warner Brothers type movie. It's by no means a great classic. It's just a really good, entertaining picture directed by Michael Mann. Johnny Depp is terrific as John Dillinger. It flies. It totally captures you. I saw it Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock with a small but captivated audience at first screening. And next week will be my full review. I did give it a 3.5 chilies. And it's just a good film. If you're looking to go to the movies this weekend, you want to be entertained, it's good stuff. If you like gangster pictures, a lot of Tommy guns doing all the shooting and all the talking, that's the picture for you. It's at Regal 14. In more serious talk, last year you and me did the show from the Plaza on the 4th of July when it was Pancakes
on
the Plaza.
Yeah, we get a break this year and next year, huh?
Right, but the Pancakes on the Plaza is tomorrow. It'll be the 34th annual benefits United Way's Santa Fe Children's Project, as well as the New Mexicans Community Fund and the Rotary Club of Santa Fe. Starts at 7, goes to noon, although basically stuff is happening there all afternoon. There's a car show until 1, an arts and crafts fair until 5. They've already got the plaza shut off, by the way. I drove by there this morning. What do you call those sawhorses that the police put up saying, you know, performance ahead. So avoid the plaza. If you don't want to take part of any of this, just avoid the plaza this weekend because it's going to be definitely 4th of July related. There's the Firecracker Pajama Parade at 8:30 tomorrow. Bill and I will both be in that. What kind of pajamas do you wear?
I wear these race car footy pajamas with one little back button-up back flaps.
You're kidding. I love those. Those are great.
It's the best.
I can't go because in the summer I don't wear anything. Anyway, it's all day tomorrow. It's basically free. You can get shuttle buses for a cheap fee. I'm going to give you a phone number, 216-2986. You can find parking. There's stuff happening. It's down there. Meanwhile, if you want to drive south on 14, the former mining town of Madrid is celebrating its history with walking tours, music, a community softball game, and a parade. Starts at noon tomorrow. So you could conceivably go to the pancake breakfast, then quickly get down 14 to Madrid. 2 to 6 is live music and food at the Old Coal Mine Museum. There's going to be a showing of historic photos. It looks like a really fun thing. Also, Johnson's of Madrid, a gallery at 2843, New Mexico 14, is going to have contemporary photos by Madrid residents. Just swing on down there. It's free, unless you eat or something. And again, I'll throw a phone number at you if you want to know more, 471-1054. The opera. What do you know about La Traviata? You're always interviewing that lady. What's her name about
Desiree
the opera?
Desiree Mays.
Ah. Her name sends chills up my spine and thrills up my tongue. Anyway, so what's La Traviata about? A courtesan?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I'm going tonight. I'm going to opening night. Natalie Dessay is the sylph-like, wonderful singer. And the whole opera season is before us. And
sylph-like. What a wonderful opportunity to use that particular construction. I'm going to have that parading around in my head all wispy-like for the rest of the day.
Craig Smith did an interview with Natalie and Laurent Nauri. Is that how you pronounce his last name? Who's also in the piece in today's Passa. Great coverage of the opera and Passa. I had nothing to do with it. I was out of town.
Craig does some of my favorite opera writing, I have to say. He becomes very impassioned when he writes about opera.
He does. He's an excellent opera writer. He's an excellent classical music writer. And we're happy and thankful we still have him. It's great work. I did write a fun piece on famous elixirs in history. You should read it. It's just goofy. Page 34, including my own encounter with a Spanish fly when I was in my in the 1970s. Remember those comic book ads in the back?
I vividly remember those.
Did you ever order anything?
Reader. You know, I didn't really understand at the time I was reading comic books what the illustrations of the the line drawing of the scantily clad woman and the advertisements for Spanish fly really were about. I genuinely believed it was some kind of European
really
insect. About the libido and how to make it steam and go wild and crazy, not about bugs, as my useful single-digit imagination had.
The X-ray glasses didn't work; they were useless. You thought you were going to see your friends in their underwear, or less.
Yes.
And then the thing that you were supposed to drill through the wall to see lusty lesbian librarians in action. Of course, they had photos of really beautiful models with no tops on in the back of the wrestling magazine. So you thought, you never thought your own librarian doesn't look like that. But how are you going to get down the library? You had to drill a hole in the wall and put this basically, it was a spy thing. It was terrible, naughty, voyeuristic, and against the law. And it's horrible that people participated in that.
Terrible.
Especially
horrible,
when it went
through
the back of my sister's closet and all I could see were her dresses hanging there. Anyway, so I wrote a fun piece. Check out the opera coverage and the Santa Fe Desert Chorale coverage that Craig also did in today's Passa. That they opened this week with a number of events, including a musical version of Measure for Measure and Glorious Voices, Sacred Spaces at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi. There's a calendar on page 45. Go ahead.
And by the way, the tickets for the Cowboy Junkies are gone.
Cowboy Junkies.
What Marilyn didn't say was that it wasn't Cowboy Junkies the band. It was just a bunch of dirty dudes in need of rehab. You're just going to go see a bunch of Cowboy Junkies.
That figures. That
Sorry, ticket winner.
That's messed up.
It is. It's the old KSFR bait and switch.
There are a ton of, meaning like 40 gallery openings tonight. I'll just go through a bunch of them. Page 65 of the calendar put together by Pam Beach and Passa. Adib Kadori Fine Art has paintings by Stephen Boone, reception 5 to 7:30 on Canyon Road. Blue Rain Downtown has two-man show, work by Arthur Lopez, sculptors, and paintings by Benjamin McPherson, 5 to 7. El Zaguan has transition paintings by Brenda Roper, 5 to 8. They're on Canyon Road. The Flying Cow Gallery in Warehouse 21 has Auditorium of the Macabre. Yeah, that guy. And Fantastic, watercolors, drawing, sculpture by Nicholas Duran Geiger, 5 to 7.
It's much worse for Robert when he has two grammar and pronunciation Nazis on at the same time.
I've had trouble all my life speaking, and that's the truth. And I often play it up on the show, but it's also I've had a disability since I was a kid, an inability to pronounce correctly. And again, it's surprising that I'm a writer, but I do use a lot of reference books. I'm one of those rare people that does not speak well but can write pretty well with the help of a lot of books, but I don't try to cover it. And I do apologize. I rarely make these intentionally. Some of my malaprops are purposeful, but even those, like I just think of a word, and then I just say it. I say, oh, so you're being antiseptic about it. I'm not thinking about what I say. And then she calls me on it. You let it go. You join in.
Well, some of us are gracious, good-looking, and grammatical.
Oh, meaning some of us is the other guy at the table, not me. Every time you get two men on here, you try to put the other one against me. I think you'd like to put them both against you. Anyway, so opera, besides the Santa Fe Opera, tomorrow night is Elixir of Love. And we also have Santa Fe Opera. Boy, you should see the blushing faces. Backstage tours. Visit the costume shop, the prop shop, production areas, 9 a.m. every morning. What do you guys know about Juan C.D. Flamenco Theater Company?
They're a terrific flamenco company.
All right, Craig Smith gave him a great review. 8:30 p.m. tonight, Maria Benita's Cabaret Room up at the Lodge of Santa Fe. Got to pay to get in, 998-1234.
Hey, on a completely different note than anything we've been talking about today, Small Dog Rescue will be at Zoe and Guido's on July 4th from noon until 3.
Small Dog Rescue are very good folks. We've enjoyed working with them. They tend to specialize, as the name says, in some very, very, very cute small dogs.
They specialize in cuteness.
I have a selfish reason for hoping it rains all weekend to downplay the fireworks, because I have two dogs. Rio doesn't care about the fireworks. He's fine. His ears perk up. He's like, what's that over there? But Jem goes nuts with them, and as you two were talking about.
Yeah.
So I kind of hope, fireworks, at least neighborhood fireworks, get rained out. Maybe not the big one at Santa Fe High, which is tomorrow night, by the way. There is a big show at Santa Fe High.
Right. Of course, I'm staying home in the laundry room with my dog.
That's right.
That's pretty good.
In the linen closet.
The 16th annual Santa Fe Wine Festival is Saturday at El Rancho de los Calandrinas. You like wine? It's noon to 6. Get out there at noon and get totally wasted by 3. Do not drive yourself home. There's going to be music, blues and boogie-woogie, food concessions, arts and crafts. I love that Living History Museum, 334 Los Pinos Road. Here's a phone number, 471-2261. You do have to pay to get in.
An excellent opportunity to pick your designated driver before you go.
You are not joking. Jackalope Summer Concert Series starts at 2 o'clock Saturday with Los Radiators. Classic country. I hope they play Amarillo by morning. That's out at 2820 Cerritos Road. There's a nice little prairie dog village there.
I remember hearing somebody do once a beautiful cover of that song called Northern New Mexified it and called it Española by Morning. Totally beautiful and hilarious and heartbreaking.
Really? I'd love to hear it.
I can't remember any of the lyrics. It was fantastic.
Española by Morning, up from Santa Fe.
I think that's how it started.
That's the town where you go to so you can make love and play. Oh, man, I got to hear that song again. What else is happening? Oh, Summertime Swing Dance. This is a good thing for Mary Charlotte. 3 to 6 p.m. before the fireworks.
I don't swing dance.
No, but you definitely are interested in swinging. Music by Elevation Vocal Jazz with members of the Southwest Jazz Orchestra, 3 to 6 Sunday at Santa Fe Scottish Rite Center. Children, no charge. Otherwise, you got to pay to get in. For information, call KSFR at 428-1382. You don't know about this? Oh, you just got back from ballet.
I just got back.
Hey, we didn't even ask you about that. So what's did you dance? Did you wear, like, exotic clothing?
Was yes. I studied gamelan music, and there's this instrument called the tinkwik, which is a bamboo xylophone, and Balinese dance, batik, and painting.
Before we went on the air, I saw a picture of Mary Charlotte in a sarong, in a barong, wearing a sarong inside a barong.
Barong is this mythical Balinese creature with big bulging eyes. A lot of the Balinese masks that you see are barongs. And when they do a dance, in the traditional Balinese dance, this barong is a giant costume that needs two people. The front, one person operates the head and the jaws, and the other people is in the back, under the back end of the barong, and they do this dance, and they're good. They keep evil away.
Well, that's pretty cool. I'd love to see you in a sarong. Sort of like Dorothy Lamour with the accent on the Amour.
Everybody wore sarongs because if you go into a temple in Bali, you should wear a sarong with a sash. And that's what we did.
Yeah,
went to a lot of temples, wore a lot of sarongs.
Excellent. You had a great time.
Sarongs, I think, are a plot to keep women from taking big steps.
Oh, sort of something anti-feminist about it.
But because the way women tie their sarongs, you can barely walk. The way men tie their sarongs, they have striding room.
Huh. Do you wear any underclothes?
Seems like it would be really hot.
Moving right along.
Okay. Stanley Foreman is at Monroe Gallery of Photography, part of an exhibition of more than 60 iconic photographs by photojournalists called 1,000 Words. Opens today with a reception from 5 to 7. That's a great photo gallery. There's a great image in today's Pasatiempo in the one-page section, Exhibitionism, which tells us what's happening this weekend, what's opening at the visual arts galleries. Now, you know about St. John's College Music on the Hill series?
Of course.
Michael Herndon, 6 o'clock Wednesday night on the athletic field, free. Food is available. You can take the bus there, 984-6000. It's not even a long walk, really, from downtown. It's a really lovely walk if it's not pouring rain.
And at the Santa Fe Complex, Summer of the Complex continues tonight at sunset with Projected Light. It's a drive-in theater for the 21st century, is what they call it. 8 artists projecting their creations in sound and video in the interior and exterior walls of the complex. And they've got other things tomorrow and coming up. So keep your eyes on Santa Fe Complex. You can go see more about them at sfcomplex.org.
I have a few friends who are projection artists, and I have to say I really didn't know a lot about it until I met them. And seeing some of the work that they do and some of the beautiful, beautiful things that they make and the interplay of light and texture and surface, it's amazing.
I'm going to be talking to them on Tuesday morning of next week at the cafe.
Excellent.
Worth listening to, friends.
What the hell was I going to talk about? Oh, it's the week of Santa Fe Bandstand. It starts.
Yay. That's a great program. Tell us about it.
It starts Monday night on the plaza at 6 o'clock. It's free. And if I'm not mistaken, every Tuesday and Thursday they do it at noon as well. So here's what I understand. Monday night is the... what the heck is happening? Oh, La Familia Vigil at noon, the Clan Tinker Family Circus Juggling and Magic Show at 6. So that's sort of a different sort of opening act, but those guys are great. On Tuesday, you have Outside In, which is the presenter, has Felix y Los Gatos doing Western and Gypsy Swing, and Rose's Pawn Shop. These bands have great titles. 6 p.m., no charge. On Wednesday, again, 6 o'clock on the plaza, you can go and see Salsa Reda and L'Hombre del Sol, Chicano
Yay.
Sol. Yeah, I know, 6 o'clock.
I noticed finally in PASA this morning there's a fantastic clippable calendar of everything that's going on the bandstand, page 64, for you refrigerator magnet junkies such as myself.
Yes, I was just about to refer to that page as soon as I finished looking at the lingerie ads for underpinnings.
I hear that you guys were very naughty while I was away.
Don't be ridiculous.
I didn't hear anything like that, Mary Charlotte.
I heard that you were naughty and that you talked about how I was going to yell at you when I got back and stuff like that.
I don't have any memory of a conversation like that whatsoever.
No, we were good as gold.
It's on the podcast.
I know, but we
There's
went down
evidence.
There to try to erase them at like 2 in the morning.
I know, but you can't because you don't have the password. Only
It turns out that little pink rubber erasers do not work on hard drives.
On computer screens.
I was chagrined to find that out.
We tried the credit card thing to break in down there, and it was very embarrassing.
We had to call Dal for bail money.
I know.
He was like, forget it, I'm not bailing you guys out.
We were just talking about little things that are important to guys that women don't like to talk about.
So how can you tell when there's a Pasatiempo associate editor in your office? Whiteout marks on the computer screen.
Oh, you think that's funny?
I think it's hilarious.
Four weeks on my side, you turn against. See, this is what happens.
It's much funnier when she
doesn't matter who she has in this third chair. It's two against one. But let me tell you something. I'm not going to be flummoxed by the two of you or flabbergasted or anything else with an FL in it.
You already are.
White out on the computer screen. All right, so what was I talking about before? Go ahead, check out the bandstand.
Oh, right. Yeah, they've got a great lineup every year and basically free concerts for the community on the plaza.
Cool.
It's incredible.
And Buddha Station's reopened halfway up the road to Taos on the left. A lot of music happening here. Susan Clark and Justin Bransford there tonight, 5 to 8:30 p.m. And Nacho Mendez is there on Sunday from noon to 4.
I don't know if they still have it, but it used to be one of the finest places in Santa Fe to get red chili and green chili beer.
And yeah, I'm not sure what their brewery situation is, but it was great mini or micro brewery. I remember I used to get some great beers there. Here's a phone number, 505-854-4704. So if you do want to drive out of town, head on up to Embudo.
Hey, what about Bandelier? Bandelier National Monument, in addition to being a wonderful place to visit to see the ruins and incredible natural setting up there, they also have cultural programs. So tonight, a drum-making demonstration by Tim Herrera of Cochiti Pueblo. And Saturday and Sunday, the July 4th and 5th, flint napping demonstration.
Oh, wow.
What
by
the hell?
By Harvey Abeda of Santo Domingo Pueblo. Flint Monday, napping. Jewelry demonstration. And next week, Zuni Dancers, all sorts of good things. So you can check the park website of Bandelier for more information.
These are very useful skills for after the apocalypse.
Oh, like what?
Flint napping and drum making.
What is flint napping?
I believe, and I'm sure that all our anthropologist listeners will correct me on this, but I believe flint napping is when you chip chunks off a piece of flint to make it sharp. See, if I say things with authority, things that I'm only vaguely sure about, then I hope that people will actually believe them and not check.
And that's my dilemma and downfall. I don't speak with authority. I sort of say, I'm not sure if this is right. But I always figured, like him, that somebody will call in.
Yeah, they don't always. So say everything correctly or say you don't know, please. Thank you very much.
Look it up on Wikipedia. I will quickly make some adjustments to the flint napping entry if I'm incorrect.
Oh, okay.
No, Wikipedia is not a good source.
Yes,
don't
it is.
The best source.
It's still not very accurate.
Yes, it is.
What time is it?
It's as accurate. It's almost as accurate as the Encyclopedia Britannica. 8:55.
Check out Paul Weideman's excellent column today on the 100-year anniversary of the Santa Fe Depot, its history, what's happening with trying to renovate it. It's a really nice two-piece spread with some great photos, great historical photos, courtesy Palace of the Governor's Photo Archives. By the way, today being the – actually, is today the state and city holiday?
It is.
So no banks, no library, no government
control.
Offices. You guys are open, right, though?
We're open. The shelter's open. The animal control and animal services offices are not, although their excellent officers are on duty.
Right, and I imagine there's other closings over the weekend, so pay attention. I wonder if Connie's Food Town is open today. I like going to that place. Tonight's the first Friday Art Walk on Palace Avenue, 5 to 7:30. Head on down there if you want to walk around Palace before you head up to the opera. So are you going to, like, a tailgating party?
I don't think so. I don't know.
You're not going to go up and munch out there?
I'm not really sure. I haven't gotten that far yet. But napping, spelled with a K, is the shaping of flint, chert, obsidian, or other stone through the process of lithic reduction to manufacture stone tools, strikers for flintlock firearms, or to produce flat-faced stones for building or facing walls, and flushwork decoration.
Let's check with the judges. Judges, was I right on this?
Yes.
We got a thumbs up from the judges.
We got a thumbs up.
Sweet. Didn't even have to shift the Wikipedia entry.
This is so unfair. The two of you just decide these things occur, and
then
it's fine.
On Wikipedia, it has been suggested that this article or section be merged with lithic reduction, and you can participate in a discussion on that topic.
Well, I had a girlfriend do that, and it worked out terribly. She looked bigger than ever. So anyway.
Oh, she wasn't trying to reduce your lithic?
Mary Charlotte, quite a touché. She
learned other
things.
See, you're all siding with her. This is every time.
I am an impartial referee.
My best friends
here.
Come on the show. They go immediately. Rob DeWall, Hollis Walker, they get these third parties, and they always swing over her way.
Hey, I got a message from Dal Dearman, our general manager, saying to say hi to you guys, and that we are going to be on the plaza from 8 until noon tomorrow.
Thank you, Dal, for that update. I'll be
one
talking
one of the things
you
that
later.
Dal and I have in common is a deep and impassioned love for pancakes.
Pancakes are very good.
I look at pancakes not just as a vehicle for syrup, but as a delicious, fluffy breakfast material in its own right.
Well, I'll tell you something. In Bali, just about every morning, I had green pancakes with green banana pancakes, and they were very good.
That sounds delicious.
This used to be my show.
You know, things changed a lot while Mary Charlotte was gone.
They certainly did.
Of course, they'll change a lot as soon as I step away from the table.
I mean, it's like being one of the little rascals that's outgrowing his part and all the others, and like Stymie can't figure it out at the end.
You'll be back to normal next Friday when I'm not here.
You can come back.
We'll see. Sweet.
See that? Now we suddenly got a third party. Believe me, there's got to be a Larry in the Three Stooges, and it's going to be me, the guy that has the least to do, which doesn't mean he didn't stick around. Longevity and patience helps. It's been a great show. Thanks. What time
Thank
is it?
Thank you. It's 8:58, and it's time to go.
Okay. You want us to sing Don't Fence Me In real quick?
I don't remember the lyrics.
Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine
Just
in the Santa
Fe, New
Mexican. Just
look for the whiteout on the computer screen.
He's with us just about every Friday, speaking of the arts.
Oh, that's
Bill
what you
Hutchison
think.
Is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and he's joined us just to have more fun.
Oh, no, he's moving up
and
the
he'll
ladder,
be back,
that's obvious.
He'll be back every...
that's what you think.
Last Friday of the month.
First Friday of the month.
First, thank you. First You're Friday welcome. Of the month, which is what today is for Animal Friday.
Don't forget to check out our cats.
And don't forget to check out the cats at the Santa Fe... Animal Shelter and Humane Society.
And feel free to tune in to my radio show, The Anthologist Cabinet,
tonight,
at 9.
Tonight, 9 o'clock.
At 9 tonight.
Forgive the shameless
great
plug.
Show. No,
that's
it really is.
It's a great show. I should
I'm
going to
come on your show
to that way.
So tonight is the Patriot Act episode.
There's music about the Patriot Act.
There will be tonight.
There will be tonight. Incredible. No, you are an amazing DJ. I love your show.
It's very nice of you.
So tonight at 9 here on KSFR.
Can I come out and do cowboy songs with you one
episode? Santa's only public radio station. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at KSFR.org. You can email me at the email radiocafe@KSFR.org. You can leave a message at 428-1528. I haven't checked messages in a month, so if you left it in the last month, they may have gotten erased, so just try again.
I just checked my messages. It's Bally. They want you back. Bring Bill.
We're podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can check me out at Facebook.com/RadioCafe.
Oh, you're on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish there was a body book, don't you, where they showed more revealing pictures of...
That tired sigh. I don't think it's just jet lag.
You were on my side for 3 weeks on this stuff. All of a sudden, you're shifting over.
I'm on everybody's side.
Oh, I see the political side of this.
Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte, and now Robert is going to sing Don't Fence Me In.
It's time to say goodbye. I'll see you around. Don't fence me in.
Every time we say goodbye, I cry a little.
Reduced to a cameo role. Got to talk to my agent and my lawyer about this.
Robert Knott, we love you exactly the way you are, and you're fabulous.
Totally true.
See you next week, probably without Bill Hutchison.
Okay, he can come if he wants to.
If you guys are lucky.
No, swing by.
Hasta la vista, babies.
Adios.
Bye.